This week, I have never, ever, ever been under an attack this strong. I mean, I'm not a quitter. But for the first time in my life, I looked at my wife the other day and I go, it would be easy to get in my truck and just start driving and not turn back. 3 o'clock this morning, I didn't even come into this church yesterday. I stayed at home. Probably the only way I can say this is dealing with an oppression. Woke up at 3 o'clock this morning with an attitude towards God, basically saying, it's yours. I don't know what to say to these people. I mean, I've been dealing with some business issues, some church issues. We're not where we want to be. I'm taking all this attack from the enemy. Got here this morning. We've been talking about righteousness. We've been talking about who we are in Christ. I've got a couple notes here because that's kind of where we're going to go. You can go ahead and put up 1 Corinthians 5:21. I believe the attack on this body is because we are taking the kingdom back. Man, my hair is standing up right now. All these people who are sinning and doing things that are, you know, against God, they just kind of cruise through life and everything kind of falls into line for them, you know, because that's what we see, right? It's because they're not making any effect on the kingdom of God. The reason why that we are experiencing the attack within this body right now is because we're taking back what the devil has stolen in our lives. It's already happening. It's already happening. When you go to take something, the only thing I can liken it to is my little kids. You know, I'll use Larry. Larry's a good one. Larry was playing with a little toy. I remember this when he was a little kid. He was playing with it. And I walked up and I just took it from him. And he had a tantrum. That is a picture of what we're doing right now in the kingdom of darkness. We are walking in and we're taking the devil's toys back. There are toys, but we're taking it from him. We are starting to affect the kingdom of God. And it's happening throughout the whole body. Okay, that being said, we need to start taking authority back in our lives. I'm sitting in my little office over there before the beginning of the service, and I'm going, all right, Lord, you better show up because I mean, I'll be honest with you, I was defeated. I took the defeat. And when you start dwelling on the defeat, it sucks you down. Amen? And that's where I was for 3 days. And just doubting God. But Christ delegated all authority over to us. I was in that position because I allowed the enemy to put me in that position. Amen? I started believing all of his little lies. You're going under. You're never going to make it. Even after the victory we had Monday. We have a great victory. Eric doesn't even care if I pay rent. He said that. I'm not going to put a number on it. You just give me whatever the Lord tells you to give me. Woo! Now, that is a major victory. And he wants me in this building. He knows that the Lord's working. I know that the Lord's working. Yet I have this victory on Monday. And by Friday, I want to dig a hole and jump in it. And cover myself up. Ooh, woozy, woozy, me. We're in a battle, guys. The devil wants to take us out. I don't care what your situation is like. He wants you living in bondage. He wants you in shackles. He wants you bound up. But Jesus came to what? To set the captive free. Amen? Now, that being said, we have to take that authority. This is a delegated authority. I'm in the office this morning, and the Lord said, hey, you're allowing this to happen in your life. You're allowing these thoughts to enter. If you resist the devil, he will what? Flee. So if we're not resisting, if we're not coming straight at him, it was right before I came out here. If I didn't take a look at a bunch of scriptures, God started putting into my heart, as far as, hey, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. He started just giving me the word. Now, I know the word, but I wasn't taking the word and applying it in my life. Amen? And we're sitting there doing worship, and that one song, I'm No Victim, I was victimizing myself for the last 2 days. We are only a victim if we allow that mentality to come into our life. Amen? We overcome. This is delegated authority. He gave us that authority. Go with me into Matthew 28. I want you to see this because I got this in the room over there. This is what he said to us. Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe the things that I have commanded you. The only commandment he gave us is to love. Okay? What was Jesus doing there? He was doing the exact same thing he did to Adam in the garden. He gave Adam complete authority over everything that he created. Then Adam handed it back to the enemy, and it had to be bought back. And Jesus came back through his right. He became sin. This is so key. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God. We are completely righteous. We are in right standing with God. So what does that mean? That means he put us back into the position that Adam was in. That authority. Was the devil over Adam in the garden? No. He had authority. What I'm trying to say to you is we have the authority over our lives. We have the authority over the circumstances in life. We're to till the garden. We're to take care of life. And when things start to go awry, Jack and I talked about this. I started reading some stuff by Watchman Nee about demonic activity. The devil is out to steal, kill, and destroy. That is his job. And the only way it happens in a born-again believer is we start to come into agreement with what's going on. Now, we've had some things happen in our body this week, and we're going to pray over them before we get out of here. Because the devil, can I use you as an example? Mary lost her job this week. She needs that job, right? And I talked to her, I think it was Thursday night. I said, we're going to believe for a better job. Amen? The devil's stealing from her. Why? Because she's young in the Lord. This is all new to her. And the devil knows if he can squash her right now, she'll never develop into the beautiful creature that God made her. With all the authority, with all the dominion that God raised her up to be. Amen? So the easiest thing to do is for us to lay over and die. Things are going on in all of our lives. I don't want to get into everybody and everything that I know. But the bottom line is we're under attack because we, as a body, where two or three are gathered in his midst, he's there. And he is here to take this community back. He's here to take authority over our lives. The devil's been reigning long enough. It's over. Amen. That's the bottom line. I'll use myself as an example here. I've allowed things in my life, stinking thinking, to dictate to me how my outcome's going to be. The outcome is already here. He's given us all things to enjoy in this earth. Woo! And that just came out of my spirit. I didn't make that up. That's in the Word. Look it up. Concordant. Whatever you got to do. All things to enjoy here on earth. He wants this place free and filled with bodies and people that can be delivered from the enemy. That is the only reason Jesus came. Jesus came that we could have life and have it more abundantly. Amen? He came for us to have victory, to walk in victory. And we go by what we see and what we feel, and we go by all the noise that's out there. instead of by what the Word of God says. Remember, we were singing that song. We are who He says we are. He is who He says He is. The promises of God are where? Yes and amen in our life. Our job is just to get into it, read the Word, and say, hey, wait a minute. I mean, it's like this little scripture here. And I'm just starting to get a revelation of what righteousness is. I should have had this 30 years ago or whenever I got born again. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm just starting to understand it. I'm just starting to believe it in my life so I can act on it. And once we find out that we are the righteousness of God, all of a sudden our authority starts to stand up. Our prayers are going to be answered. I said this last week. I was saying it in faith. I don't even know if I believed in my own heart at that point. But I know what the Word says. I know the Word says that I am the righteousness of God. I understand what that means now. Remember, I made the comment, our prayer life will change. It just dawned on me right now what I was saying to myself. I wasn't preaching at you. My spirit was preaching at me. Take authority. Take that dominion in your life. Be who the Word says you are in your life. And you've heard me every time we take on, all our needs are met according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Guess what? That's truth. Do you believe it or not? You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting here going, wait a minute. I've been confessing that. Woo-hoo. I'll be honest with you, I don't know if you're like me, but we just say things. Oh, the Word says this. But it's not real in our life. Until it becomes real, that's when the authority steps in. Devil, take your hands off my money.
Amen.
There is no need for lack within this body. There is no need for us to walk underneath the oppression of the enemy. And I don't care whether you're oppressed, depressed, or whatever name you want to put on it, because the devil, he winds you up in bandages, and all we do is say, well, it's this. Hey, it doesn't matter what bandage it is, it ain't supposed to be in our life. The enemy is defeated, point blank. And when we start to exercise our authority in the Word and take it to Him, I'm going to give you kind of a crude example. Years ago, before I got saved, I was in an alley. And a guy came in, well, there was two guys. And this guy was going to, we were doing a little deal. Doesn't matter what we were dealing. But he was going to take my money and that deal. Now, I had enough gumption to say, this ain't happening. And we straightened the issue out. Why don't I have that same unction right now? And the devil's coming at you with a 2x4. You pick up a bigger stick. And you hit him back. You got a better job. That needs to come out of your mouth every day. Thank you, Lord, for a better job with more money, more benefits. And Satan, now you ain't taking that from me no more. Are we in agreement for that? It says we're two or three again. All right? In Jesus' name, you get a better job. You don't need unemployment to get by. You know why? Because He'll supply your need, and He'll bring that job this week. Glory to God. I'm done playing the victim. That's what we need to get. Yeah, we have an adversary out there. We have somebody that wants to put us under. We have somebody that wants to, like I say, throw us in a hole and throw dirt on top of us. But guess what? They did that to Jesus. And Jesus walked right out of the dirt, right under the earth, in victory. That's us. That's a picture of us. The devil wants to put us in the same place. The devil wants to make mincemeat out of us. But we're done. We got to pull our bootstraps back up. We can't allow the attacks in our head to affect our heart. Okay, remember, we've talked a lot about this. You know, our heart is our production place. That's where things are produced in the Spirit of God. We can't allow that enemy, and I have got to learn this. Whether I'm preaching at you or me right now, it doesn't matter, because I'm hearing myself. I probably need this more than you. When the thoughts of the enemy start to bombard us, we need to take the time and wherever he's attacking us and find it in the Word. Let's just take it back to the garden. The devil shows up and he attacks. And you've heard this from me. It's going to be a thought, an idea, or a suggestion. And it's always contrary to what the Word of God. You've got to find out when the attack comes. We've got to find the antidote in the Word of God for it. Amen? The antidote is what the Word says. In that song it says, you are who the Word says you are. The promises that are in the Word are ours. Sometimes what we do is we allow the thoughts of the enemy to cloud. I mean, it's just the darkness. And I've been thinking about this, you know, in the area of righteousness. You know, when Christ was crucified, it became dark in the middle of the day. What was that? That was sin. That was all the sin from the beginning of time to the end of time coming on Jesus. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf. So he had to take all the sin. You can use this right down into our little lives. See, we get the Word. We start to understand, okay, wait, I am the righteousness of God. I can have authority. God meets all my needs. And what does the devil do? He takes thoughts and ideas and suggestions that are contrary to that and starts to what? Bombard our head. Just like in Jesus' time, the clouds of sin and disease and despair and not overcoming, coming into our lives and overshadows him. Even the unrighteous centurion, man, this guy is righteous. That's what he said at the cross of Jesus. Everything in the natural started to change. The devil thought he had him right then and there. The devil thought he won at that point. All of darkness came into the earth. We're children of light. Darkness came upon the earth so that it was so dark and it was the middle of the day. I'll use myself as an example because this is good. That's exactly what the enemy was trying to do in my life the last 2 days. Oh, we're going under. We're going, blah, blah, blah. I can't even remember what he was whistling in my ear. And I looked out and everything was dark. You know, in the middle of worship, we're going here and I look out and there's sun. I don't know if that was for you, but I know it was for me. Because the clouds all broke and we're walking in the light of his Word. Amen. It was for me. And I'm taking it. How do we overcome that darkness? He went into the grave, and when he came up, he was all authority. Everything was broken at that time. And then he shows up and to his disciples says, here, I'm giving it back to you. This is our position. Don't allow the enemy to be beating you up anymore. Amen? I know this is a lot easier said than done. But we've got to make a conscious effort. I allowed what happened in my life the last couple days to happen. I should be smart enough to figure this out. The attack was coming, and I kept going, oh man. And I'll be honest, I got into, we're going to lose the war. The victory's already ours. It's already been won. All I got to do is stick my head up out of the little hole and walk forward. Amen? That's where we're at in life. But the devil wants to keep us in our little foxhole with our little helmet on, down, not in the battle. Why? Because he knows he's already on his way to, where's Berlin? I'll use Normandy, for example. You got all these guys showing up, and they're taking them out, and all of a sudden, they got on the beachhead. And what did the Germans do? It was who could get to Berlin the quickest so they could stay alive. That's a picture of the enemy. Well, I'll use Patton. And Patton wanted to get his little tanks up there, and what did he want to do? He wanted to run to Germany to beat them. He wanted to get there before them, and he kept driving them back. That's what we're to do with the enemy in our lives. And he didn't want to stop there, Patton didn't. He wanted to go on to Russia. Oh, we'll take care of them too. That's a man that sees what authority he has. Amen? Christ has given us that same authority. Christ has given us that same victory. All we got to do is jump out of our little foxhole and start marching. Are steps hard? Absolutely they're hard. But guess what? We overcome by the what? The blood of the Lamb, who's already overcome him, and what we're saying. So every morning I got to get up and say, yep, today's another day of victory. Today's another day of victory. Today's another day of victory. All my needs are met according to his riches. Whatever you're dealing with in life, whatever we're dealing with, hey, I don't, whether it's healing, whatever the enemy is trying to keep your head down in that foxhole, and the minute you pop up, he starts running towards Berlin. He's running back to his little cubbyhole. We need to start walking, taking the authority, and whoa, we have this little victory. May we get a little victory. We have the victory. It's signed, it's sealed, and it's delivered, and it's written in what? Blood. It's ours now, it's ours to take now, and it's ours to walk in now. Amen? You are holy ground. Become the righteousness of God in him. You are the holy ground. And no weapon formed against you will prosper. Nothing that is set up for you to trip and to fail will ever come near you. Why? Because he's already been delivered by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I want to take a couple minutes and we're just going to pray. I'm not going to go around and lay hands on you. I want you to start praying over your situations in your life. Take authority over them. And then the power of praise in our life. What is the power of praise? The power of praise is seeing that victory is already ours. It's already taken care of. Why do you thank somebody? Because they've already given it to you. Amen? I'm going to pray. You guys can pray over your situations. I don't care whether you're one of my boys or whatever you're dealing with in school or whatever it is in your life. Pray over it. Declare victory in it. And then start thanking the Lord for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, I just thank you right now, Lord God. Lord, we just look at the enemy right now. Lord, I see the things that he was trying to do in my life. I see the things that he was trying to bury me in, Father, in doubt and unbelief, Father. And I just look at it right now and I just speak to it in the name of Jesus. It is done. I see myself as victorious. I see myself as overcoming. I see all my needs being met by Christ Jesus. Not by banks, not by people, but Christ Jesus supplies all of my need in my life, Father. And Father, I thank you right now, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for revelation knowledge. I thank you for your word of God. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It is in me, Father. It is dividing those stinking thoughts with the word of God, Father. And the word of God rises up within my heart, Lord God, and it starts to manifest itself out in the natural, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That's right, Father. And we believe for healing in this body. We believe for jobs in this body. We believe, yes, yes, Lord. And we even believe for favor within this body of Christ, Father, because you go out and you surround us. Your word says you surround us with a shield of favor. That people look at us and go, wow, I need to be a part of him. Because they see Christ in us, that hope of glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you are at work in our lives, that you work in our minds, Father. Yes, right, Father. And we, yes, right, Lord. Yes, we are on holy ground. We are holy ground. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And I don't know why he gave me any notes in that room because I didn't even look at them. All right. Glory to God. Before I close, I do want to share this with you. He's speaking to all of us. I'm telling you, he's speaking to all of us. We are not at the verge of the next outpouring of the Spirit. We are in it right now. I'm into surfing, okay? Now, surfing, when you're surfing, things come in sets, like three or four waves at a time. There are people in churches out there that are trying to stay on the wave that's already passed. We're in the new wave. And the things that I'm seeing and talking to other pastors and ministers about, they're seeing the new set coming. And the new set isn't like the old set. Amen? It's a whole different wave. But you got to position yourself for it. And that's what the Lord is positioning. The set's already on its way. The wave is going to peak. The guy that gets the best ride is the one that positions him in the right place on the wave. And that's what we're to do. Amen? But what he is speaking to the church, different minister I'm talking, we're right in the middle of. He's done doing church the old way. He wants to pour his spirit out. It's not going to be how many people we can get in the building. It's going to be a completely different way. It's going to be how many people you can affect daily in the lives of people around you. Just like Jesus walked the earth, I see it as clear as day. I was talking with Pastor Eric. I see it as clear as day how he wants to do it. And it's not going to be from little preaching from the pulpit and bringing people in and getting them saved one by one and having them say a little sinner's prayer. He's going to do it through the body. He's always wanted to do it through you. That's what he taught his disciples. And now he wants to move through you to affect workplaces, how you do life. All we have to do, it is that simple. And this is all he taught his disciples to do, is look for the person that I'm already working on in your daily lives. What am I saying here? If this is the truth, the Holy Spirit draws every man to him, right? And none of us in this room can save anybody. So whose job is that? That's the Holy Spirit. So all we have to do is ask God every morning when we get up and our little feet hit the ground is, okay, Lord, who are you working on today? Give me eyes to see that person. And then trust, and you've heard this out of me before, give me the boldness to speak a word of life to them that will draw them into the kingdom of God. He wants to do it through the body, not through preachers, not through evangelists. I mean, they're all nice little parts of the body, but we've messed it all up. Jesus' number one concern, the way he always worked with his people, was individually. He always dealt with the multitudes, but he always sent his disciples out to look for who he was ministering one-on-one with in their heart. That's how he deals with us, isn't it? It's no different. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this word. I just ask that you would just put it into our hearts, Father. Lord, your word says that you are the potter, we are the clay. Mold and make us into your image so that we can be used by you to bring people into the kingdom of God.